Deadly storms. I'm Paul Stevens, Fox News. Officials in Oklahoma now confirming two people are dead following massive tornadoes in the Midwest over the weekend. Fox Weather's Nicole Valdez in Elkhorn, Nebraska.
Absolute horror across the heartland this morning as several states are now reeling from the devastation of multiple tornadoes over the weekend. Here in Elkhorn, Nebraska, just outside of downtown Omaha, this is the reality for hundreds of families with truly nothing left of their homes. But of course, we recognize that it's not just those communities here in Elkhorn that are really still suffering and have so much heartbreak. Tornadoes in Oklahoma leaving at least one person dead. Sulphur, Oklahoma, seeing incredibly devastating damage. On top of a continuing flood threat today, a Department of Emergency Management says multiple people were injured there, several buildings damaged, and 40,000 or so people remain in the dark.
The American Red Cross and the Salvation Army both on site in Elkhorn to help provide the start of relief there. Hamas reviewing a new ceasefire proposal from Israel.
Details of the offer have not yet been released. Recent proposals, though, have included a six-week pause in fighting in exchange for the release of some Hamas-held hostages. The move comes as Egypt is intensifying efforts to broker a deal to end the months-long war in Gaza and prevent a planned Israel ground offensive in Rafah.
Fox's Channel Lee Painter, over 100 Hamas hostages from the October 7th massacre remain in Gaza. Green Party 2024 White House candidate Jill Stein among 100 people arrested Saturday at an anti-Israel protest at Washington University in St. Louis. Her campaign manager telling Fox News Digital the campaign supports the demands of the students and their peaceful protests and assembly on campus. She spent about 6 hours in police custody. America's listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
Saturday Night Live star Colin Jost hosting last night's annual White House Correspondents Association dinner in D.C. The SNL star dropping zingers about President Biden and his likely November opponent's legal woes.
Before I begin tonight, can we just acknowledge how refreshing it is to see a president of the United States at an event that doesn't begin with a bailiff saying all rise?
And President Biden wasted little time poking fun at Donald Trump as well.
The 2024 election is in full swing. And yes, age is an issue. I'm a grown man running against a six-year-old.
It's Mr. Biden's third appearance at the dinner. Federal officials celebrating National Small Business Week.
The Small Business Administration and Mentoring and Education Organization, SCORE, is co-hosting a virtual summit for National Small Business Week running Tuesday and Wednesday. The week, which aims to recognize small business leaders' hard work, dedication, and contributions to the economy, also featuring in-person events across the country. Folks can find out more at sba.gov. President Biden saying in a statement, small businesses employ nearly half of all private sector workers and contribute to every industry, detailing efforts to empower them, including investing $10 billion in state-level small business programs. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
New survey out by the nonprofit police think tank known as PERF, or the Police Executive Research Forum, finds police departments across the country now reporting an increase in their ranks for the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic and the 2020 killing of George Floyd. However, the survey shows that while small and medium departments had more sworn officers than they did in January of 2020, big departments are still more than 5% below their staffing level from that time. I'm Paul Stevens. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.